Van Dyck, who was the great court painter, court of Charles I in the early 17th century, and really elevates the art of portraiture in a way which influences portrait painting in Britain for centuries afterwards. And you can see his influence through Reynolds, through to Sargent, through to kind of glamour portraiture of the modern day. Part of what makes that possible is the sense of Van Dyck, although he's painting individuals, although he's painting portraits and likenesses, is also evoking a rich tradition of European high art. This is ambitious, sophisticated painting, which is created in the knowledge and in sight of great masterworks by Renaissance painters like Titian, or contemporary or more recent painters like Rubens. And those were paintings that Van Dyck would have known at first hand, not only because of his continental background and training, but also because Charles I was the greatest royal collector of art, probably ever, and amassed an amazing collection, which became legendary. It was broken up during the Civil Wars in the mid-17th century. So when Van Dyck was painting for Charles I, when Van Dyck was painting for aristocratic, landed gentlemen and ladies, it was at a moment when British high society had access to and knew about the greatest masters of European art through the collecting habits of Charles I.